Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shir is sponsored as a course of Tovita Kodesh Baruch Hu for the release of the hostages and the break in the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Yuma Daf Tezvov in the Art Scroll Oiz Vahodor edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Halacha Beis. We're starting the last line in Daf Yudal Amud Beis. The Gemara is in the middle of the Sugya of what needs Dishu, and Dishu means cleanup. So the Gemara asks, Shemen mao sheitzorich dishun, meaning the oil of the menorah, does it need dishun or not? We know we switch the psilo, we switch the wick. Does the oil, do you have to switch it? Or you can use the oil from one day to another? So the Gemara, milsa dev shmur bar vitzchok omro shemen tzorich dishun. Based on what Shmur bar Yitzchok said, we learn that oil does need dishun, meaning you have to replace it every day. How do we know that? Because the Gemara says, Shmur bar Yitzchok boy, Shmur bar Yitzchok had a question. Me'ato, now that we learned that the amount of oil they have to put in the menorah every single night is half a log. So he asks, Be'echad betkuvas teifis mechatzit lug l'chol ner? Be'echad betkuvas n'tamuz mechatzit lug l'chol ner? The same amount, if you take a random night in the middle of the winter, which is a very long night, half a log is the amount of oil needed for the night. So when you take a night in the tamuz, which is summer, much shorter night, why would you need also half a log? Why would you have so much oil? You should put less oil when it's a summer night. Now, why don't you just say, I'm putting half a log, because that's the same amount, and whatever is left over, I'm going to use the next night. From here you see, I don't use the leftover the next night. I have to replace it anyway. So why have the extra oil, which goes to waste? From here you don't have a riot. It could be that oil that's left over is used the next night. But here there was no leftovers. How do we know? The Tanin Taman, we learned over there, Ben Babi ala Pakiya. Ben Babi was responsible for the wicks of Beis HaMikdash. Shayam Izavik es Apsilos. Meaning, he made sure that the wicks had the correct thickness for different times of the year. And the summer was much thicker, so it swallowed much more oil. And the winter was less thick, so it didn't swallow so much oil. So always the oil ended at the end of the night. But the question is, why do you do this way? Why don't you have different measurements of oil and the same wick every night? But there's no rye over here that the leftover wick was not used the next night. Continues the Gemara, Hachat Omar, Meiti, V'achakar Makti. We mentioned the Mishnah. Then the second Goyrol, they did the Goyrol, who will be the one cleaning up the menorah? But then the next Goyrol, it says, who's going to clean up the Ketoris? Master of the menorah comes before the Ketoris. But in a previous Mishnah it says, when the Kohen Gadol was training, it says he first did the Ketoris and then he did the Menorah. So what's the order? It's Maseches Tomit that goes according to Shimon Isha Mitzpah. He's the one who we're quoting in Maseches Tomit. And he's the one who said the order of candles and then Ketoris. Not the entire Maseches Tomit is of Shimon Isha Mitzpah. But which parts are? Elamil and Srichin Rabbanan. I mean, what we require, we want that. We don't know who Maseches Tomit goes like. We say that part goes like Shemini Shemitzvah, but not the entire Masechta. Rav Chizkiya Rav Acho b'Shem Ravo Midos Dablozo Ben Yaakovi. If Maseches Midos, that's what he mentioned. How is it, whoever, the one who said Maseches Midos, Rav Lozo Ben Yaakov. So very similarly, Yom Aviyisib Rabbi, you look cool. Not the entire Maseches Midos is a Blozim Yaakov. And I mean that Tzuchin Rabbanon, whatever Rabbanon did not know, they were toiled that it was a Blozim Yaakov. My time with the Shimon Yishamit. So what's really the reasoning that he says that first comes the Menorah? Says the Gemara, but says in the pasuk, but boyke boyke betivoy esani neiros yaktireno. He does the candles, then he does the ketores, but mashmak neiros come first. Ravachav chinu b'shem Shimon Rabbi time with the Rabbanon. So what's the reason Rabbanon to disagree? Because it says in the pasuk, "Michutz the paroches ha'idus boil moed yaruchesoy Aaron uvanov." They do the menorah in front of the paroches mi'erev ad boiker, from the evening till the morning. What do we say mi'erev ad boiker? Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis. Shlo yesham elatovas neiros bilvat. That the only thing that you have in front of the paroches going on in the evening is only the menorah. Menorah is the last thing that's done. And now what's missing over here, Reb Chaim adds, is that the pasuk says by the evening says when he does the nerus, he'll do the ketores. There you can't say the ketores comes after because of the pasuk we just mentioned that the only thing that is done in the evening is the nerus. So it has to be that's what when the pasuk says means that when he does the Neiris, the Keturis will already be done. So similarly, we can say in the pasuk we just quoted before, meaning that once he does the Neira, the Keturis is already done, and that's where Rabbanan hold. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, like Kovu Pais, the Tomit Shabbat Arba'in. There was not another lot, another raffle in the evening for Tomit. But what? Wherever got the morning, same avoid he did in the morning, he'll do in the evening. So the Gemara of Atani, Kifayish Shachis, Kenfayish Bin Arbaim. But it says in the right side that the same goyel you have in the morning, you have in the evening. And there's another sentence over there, Hazocha Zocha Latzvoy. Whoever won the lottery, he got it for himself. He can't transfer it to somebody else. But you see over here that there's a pious in the evening. So answers the Gemara, Chizko Shem Raboyim Barkano, Tiposa Shehoitzo HaShabbos. It's on Shabbos. Chad Mishmar Abov, Chad Mishmar Yoitzo. On Shabbos, the Koyanim that were in the morning, now the Koyanim in the evening. Because they changed the Mishmar during the day. So you have to do another Goyal in the evening. But a regular day during the week, you do one Goyal and that's it. Omar B'yuchan Loi Gozu Al Shnei Gzirim B'Shachris. Meaning the Gzira here means they're not Kriveya to do the wood together with Korban HaTomid on Shachris. You had the wood, but the wood was done earlier. Because the Eitzi came before the Ketoros. So part of the Goyul of the Korban HaTomid did not include the wood. So the Omar B'yuchan Masniso Amrkin. It's in the Mishnah. Because it says in the Mishnah, B'chol Yoyim, according to Rav Chaim, you don't say the words Al Karev. So B'chol Yoyim B'nei Rabayim B'Echadasar. V'lo Rav B'Shachris Klum. In the morning, there was only 9 koyhanim doing the goyul of korban atom. Meaning, even though our Mishnah said 13, but the ones that are dealing with the actual korban were 9. And when we're speaking about in the evening, there's 11. There's 2 more. What are the 2 more? They're doing the wood. In the morning, I don't have the ones doing the wood. You see, the wood is not part of the korban atom. So the more of Shir Bais, or Shirim asked, what really is the reason why they didn't have the shteik zirim in the morning? Why, in other words, why wasn't part of Korban HaTomid? So it says the Gemara, they understood that he's coming to disagree, to say that there will be, the Eitzim was part of Korban HaTomid. Didn't he hear that Rabbi Yochanan said it? We have it's clear from the Mishnah. He did hear it, and he is now disagreeing. He's just questioning, what is really the reason that we don't have the wood part of Korban HaTomid? Or, as Reb Chaim says, could be the question is the opposite. Why do you have the wood part of the Tomid Bin Arbaim? If it's not part of the morning, why is it part in the evening? And this is where the Gemara brings the question. According to Rav Shimi, Shami Bai Lama Gozul Shnei Gzirim Bin Arbaim, the Gozul Shnei Gzirim B'Shachis. What is really the reason they're differentiating the evening and the morning? The evening has the wood, the morning's not, and the Gemara does not answer this question. Shleisho So Zochim Bo, Mishnah says there's 13 Quranim that are involved in Korban HaTomid. Tanya Lo, we learned, it's written on this, Pa'amim Barabosar, sometimes it's 14. Pa'amim Chamishasar, sometimes it'll be 15. Pa'amim Beshishasar, and sometimes it'll be 16. Lo'i Parchas V'lo Yosef. So the minimum is 13, and the max is 16. What is these numbers? Why should he have more? So explains the Gemara. Kedar Koi, we're using the Gersa of Rav Chaim. The Gersa that we have in our Gemara is not wrong. The question is, do you count the Qur'ani they're carrying the Korban Tomid's Evarim only, or are you counting everybody? So Reb Chaim's gear says, you're counting now everybody. So our Mishnah says, you have 13 Qur'ani that are involved in this lot that has to do with the Korban Tomid. So Kedarko will be with 13, B'Shloshosar. U'Bichag, in Sukkis, doing Chol HaMoed. B'Yad Echot Tzloich HaShemayim. There's another one taking the water because they do Nisuch HaMayim in Sukkis. Harei, so now you have what? According to Reb Chaim's gear, so you dial, now you have 14, one more. Bein Arbaim, in a regular day in the evening, you have, we said two more because you have to take the wood. So you have, the amount you have is Betesvov, meaning you have 15. The regular 13 plus two. Be'eshtai biyadim, shnei gizreisim, two of them have the wood. Ubi Shabbos, what do you have in Shabbos? Regular Shabbos. Be'echadosor, that's our Gersa. According to Reb Chaim, you should say it is 15. Cause, what is the extra two? Two are carrying this levoino, which is the spice that comes with lecha aponim. Harei chamishosar. That's the 15. Ubi Shabbos shebasei chachag. We have Shabbos, which is in Sukkis. So you have one more. Biyad echad sluchis shemaim. One of them is holding the water. Harei shishos. So that will be the 16, and that's how you get to the number 16, which is the maximum of koyanim involved in korban atomit. With this, we conclude Yushalmi Yumo Daftes Vov.